Everybody's in a hurry. There's rumbles of mutiny.
Did you give this letter to anybody?
Yeah, they have a copy. You should have a copy.
Yeah, there's one in the beach folder.
Okay, Well, the public committee of the order, and we have a quorum, and we'll take up House Bill 335 at this time. Special appropriation, public works, effective date. Mr. Osterbeck, Representative Osterbeck, was this the bill you were discussing with council that 20,000 would be adequate on this?
25.
Yeah, we talked to the Department of Public Works, and they said, you know, they're sure we could cut that down to about 25,000. The money isn't, you know, really spent. It goes in the general fund, and if they need it, they'll reuse it. But I'm sure they could cut that down, what they said, to about 25,000.
About 25.
For a survey out there.
Okay. Ms. Miles?
I move
unanimous. Ms. Miles moved, and asking unanimous consent, we amend on line 10 the sum of 50,000, reduce it to 25,000. Any objection?
I was prepared for an amendment to reduce it.
Okay, good. In the line of fiscal conservatism, the amendment's been adopted. Yeah. Well, we'll just send an amendment. Ms. Nackett? Any objection to passing out House Bill 335? Ms. Lathine, we've adopted an amendment reducing 50,000 for the study to 25,000. No objection, why we'll pass out HB 335 with an amendment. Take up House Bill 334. This is just a sister bill. Representative Osterbeck, would this require any amending, or I guess this is just what they do for the feasibility study?
So, that's right.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Miles moved and asking unanimous consent. We pass out House Bill 334. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll pass out HB 334. And now let's take up HCR 57 resolution by Representative Osterbeck. Representative Osterbeck, you might fill us in just briefly on it, and I believe you touched, mentioned the fact to me there was some sort of typo in here that would have to be corrected.
This is correct, isn't it?
It's correct. The bill's corrected now. It was corrected in the chief clerk's office.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Sandpoint and.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just one word in there, but it is corrected in this bill. I talked to the commissioner, Public Works, and he said they're going to reschedule the ferry, the Testimonia, haul her out of Valdez and Seward, and let her run up to Sandpoint, probably King Cove, which wouldn't make any longer distance. And if they can't make four trips up there, one a week, you know, I said everybody would be satisfied with them making three trips and then make a short trip just to Homer. They need to catch up on their time. And the reason they want to do this, we're going to get a ferry running out so far as Dutch Harbor. But the Department of Public Works would like to put this one on the run and see what kind of a ferry we would need. Now, they don't know if it's big enough or if it can carry enough vans to make it pay. It only carries 8 van loads of cargo, frozen cargo. And what they're looking at is they could ship about 16 van loads out of Unalaska, King Cove, and Sandpoint once a week. So they might want to make a ship when they build a new one with a little larger capacity for vans. And it wouldn't have to be so many for cars. You wouldn't be shipping that many cars up, but put it in a more paying proposition. And when the ferry goes from Kodiak down to Seattle, they're out of a ferry for about 4 months. And if we had another ferry running out, they could alternate, you know, and make the run. And what the Department of Public Works, Don Harrison, that the ferry don't pay off running to Seward and Valdez, and they don't want a ferry in Valdez now when the oil tanker start to run. It would just clutter up the harbor more, and they have all kinds of freight service in there, and they said it's just not paying off. So the reason I put the bill in is just the commissioners promise you all kinds of things, and then they say, well, it wasn't a resolution put on it. But this is what they want to do, and I'm trying to get this resolution through, so I got something to say, well, this is what you want, and this is what we'd like to have you do. And there won't be any fiscal note on this, because the mileage isn't any further.
Representative Kelly?
Al, how many people live in King Cove?
About 550 residents.
And how many live in Sandpoint?
It's about 650. It's a population of about 800 in Sandpoint.
Does anyone know how many people live in Seward? 4,000? Or Valdez? Does anyone know the population of Seward or Valdez?
I think individually, but or at least collectively, they would surpass the King Cove and Sandpoint.
Well, Al, have you checked with the people in Seward and Valdez, and are they in favor of this bill, or are we just pulling out of Seward and Valdez to put it into King Cove and Sandpoint?
According to the commissioner, they're pulling out of Seward and Valdez because they have all the other ships going in there, and Sandpoint and King Cove don't have any. And if they want to go to Kodiak, they can always, you know, they said they can go to Homer. And the distance on the run is about the same distance. And they said it don't pay off for them to run, to make that run.
It doesn't pay off to go to Seward and Valdez, but it's going to pay off to go to King Cove and Sandpoint?
Right. You'll have the ship loaded every trip to her capacity, what she can carry in frozen fish.
I called Public Works and told them it was going to be up to me, since Commissioner Harris was the one that talked to Alvin and said that they would like to put the ferry over in his area. So that's the reason for drafting the bill, and I don't know where they are today, but they sure know that it's up. Commissioner said he was going to do it, and this piece of legislation is just assuring that it will be done. You know, we didn't ask him to do this. He called and said they were going to do this.
Okay, likewise spoke this afternoon with Mr. Holden, and what Mr. Holden said is that he didn't know about the feasibility of regular scheduled commerce, you know, by using this motor vessel, but he said that it might very well make sense on a monthly basis. And
well,
so,
Mr. Chairman, that is right. They never said. They said maybe one trip or two trips. That will be up to the department, how they're going to schedule it. I don't think it says anything in here how often they'd run, but I said if she didn't make the, you know, the weekly schedule, nobody would gripe about that, just so long as they could get it out there even once a month.
Okay, good. At least that's on the record, and I can confirm that that's what Mr. Holden testified just on a one-to-one basis to me this noontime. In fact, I was down there where everybody else was on the dock, and I did bring it up to him. Mr. Dankworth? Oh, I thought you were, maybe you were just making a lewd sign at me. Ms. Nacka?
Chairman, I move to pass out HCR number 7.
Chairman, I'm going to object until we can get some more input from the Department of Public Works and find out what they want to do. I think it's a little premature to move this bill out right now.
With individual recommendations.
Okay. There's a motion, an objection, any discussion? I guess the discussion's occurred. All those in favor of passing HCR 57 out, to raise your right hand. All those opposed, same sign. We passed out HCR 57 then.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Dankworth.
Before Al leaves, I apologize. I don't know whether we can do anything about it now, but the
bill's already been moved out of committee at 3:34. And I apologize for, I was just my fault for being late and didn't get a chance. I don't want to know how Al would feel about, is it too late to offer an amendment? Is there any way we can go back? I had a very simple amendment that I wouldn't make to 3:34 if the sponsor had no objection.
Sure, why don't you, we're pretty informal here.
Well, just let me tell you what I wanted to do, Pam.
Sure.
And then if Al has an objection to it. But when it says to prepare a report including but not limited to the technical, social, and economic parameters attendant to such airport construction, A, B, C, and I'd like to add a D on there, because it's generally, and if Al tells me right, I don't think there's any lighting on that airport. And I wanted to put D on there, and it doesn't constitute much of a study, but the feasibility of emergency lighting by alternative energy sources. It's an ideal situation out there to have emergency lighting on that airport where it can be turned on by wind energy. And you can turn those lights on when you're coming in from the aircraft. You can push a button and turn the lights on and land in emergency situations. It wouldn't hurt them a bit to study this while they're doing it, to go ahead and let us know whether that's a feasible thing to do. It's being studied in several parts of the world right now on these small outfits where you can't keep the generator running and everything. They turn them on by battery, and the wind keeps the batteries charged off at a distance. But in an emergency situation, you can push a button and a pilot can light the airport and land, and then they cut them off. I think it's an interesting concept, and if he had no objection, I'd like to include that in the study.
Mr. Osbeck?
Mr. Chairman, I wouldn't have any objection to that. The only thing, when they make this study, they'll decide if they're going to extend that airport or do something with it, and then they are talking about putting lights on it to light it up. But I don't think the study would hurt. It could work on some other airports if they didn't put it in that one.
I guess it's a good place to do the study because of Sandpoint's relationship to the alternate energy source there.
Yeah.
It's kind of along with this whole thing that I think we're doing now and trying to find ways to conserve energy. And
what you're saying there, there's a lot of wind there and it's pretty regular.
Oh, it's the highest rating, I think, and one of them, I think it's about 13 or 14 miles an hour. I'm not sure, maybe higher per hour average.
Does anybody object to adopting that amendment? Bill has been. If there is no objection and the bill is still in the committee's possession, at least physically, why we'll adopt that.
Mr. Chairman, by putting that in, would you have to send out a committee substitute?
No, we'll just send it out. We'll just send out the amendment.
The only thing, Mr. Chairman, is the time is getting short right now to get the bill through.
Yeah, well, we won't do a committee substitute. We'll just tack an amendment on it. I don't know whether it does it go to finance?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it goes to finance. So either they'll concur in that amendment, it'll be moved by the majority leader, or they'll, because of other investigations they'll do, they'll crank out a committee substitute. So I don't think the amendment will slow it down whatsoever.
I don't want to slow his bill down, but I think it would be to his advantage to have that in there.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, thank you very much.
We got another meeting over here in resources.
Okay. We have a committee substitute on the McKinnon bill for disabled veterans, that exemption. Rather than pass it out now,
he made copies of the
make a copy of Chenoweth's memo and then a copy, and then people can read it. Okay, we'll pass that out the next time, but the reason I hasn't passed out is Joe isn't here. Did he sign off on that bill? He said it was accurate?
Yeah, he said it was okay. He said he didn't have a problem.
Okay, let's make sure everybody gets that. We'll do it next time. Yeah, it just goes to rules. So now, so to finance. Okay. Yeah, make some copies and we'll pass that at the end. Just gonna do that. Thanks. We'll take up House Bill 501 at this time. It's got a great horrendous title. It was introduced by the Administrative Regulation Review Committee, of which Representative Osi is the chairman. Representative Osi, I see you brought down our distinguished counsel. Maybe you guys can sit down there at the end and deliver your speech, which I'm sure will be impeached.
Representative Osi, and by on House Bill 501. Since the working with this committee during the legislative time, why it seems to work out fairly well, that any bills that need the attention of the legislature can be brought immediately to the legislature and acted upon. But basically, this committee was be working during the interim period between sessions. I've been doing review of other states that does have this type of a committee. Found that they have, many of them have a clause that's where they can suspend regulations during this period while they are working on a regulation, which this committee really needs in order to put the teeth into it that it needs to work during a interim session between the period between the sessions. What we're asking is the legislature to give us this power, give the committee this power, see, so that they can, with a two-thirds vote of the members, suspend effects of any regulation. Now, the one thing that they have been in our committee work is working with the departments. We have had very little trouble with them as long as we're in session, especially, I think, because they know that we can go right to the legislature and have their support. But during the interim committee, this would not be possible. There is quite a spread. So this would give a little bit more of a hammer or a hold on them to sit down and listen to reason. Now, of all the departments we have worked with, we have had one department that basically, you might say, almost the point of ignoring us, just told us that they would want us to go ahead and annul it. If this would happen during the interim committee, interim period, I would be as lost that there would be nothing we could do but just wait until the next session. So this would give us this power that we feel would be very beneficial in helping us work with the departments so that they will, at that time, be a little more cooperative, because we're not trying to annul all the rules and regulations, but we are trying to see that they are going with the senses of the law and carrying out the intent of the law, as was so meant. And in some instances, we just had to have, working with them and reviewing the regulations, they've been able to change the regulations so that there was no procedure had to be carried on. But I do believe that, as I mentioned before, that this would be a very good vehicle in order to keep them more or less in line so that they will be a little bit more attentive and we can be a little bit more persuasive in seeing that the intent of the law is carried out. As you well remember, that this was basically the reason for this review committee. It is in its infancy. and we are finding out, along with the wants and needs of it, that this is a second year, really, that it has been in force, and that we found that this would be a very good tool that we would be to advantage of the committee in order to very carry out the functions that it was supposed to carry out. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Nankwith has a question.
You know, I don't really have a question so much as to say that I think that's probably, I was out of thought of this. This is probably the most important piece of legislation we'll pass this year to really get at and address some of the problems. I voted against a lot of bills on the floor, Mr. Chairman, and basically it wasn't that they were good bills, it was because I just couldn't get a hold of these regulatory agencies and I didn't trust their good judgment. I've seen some bad judgment used out there, and this will give these guys the teeth to do that. And I think I could vote for some of those bills if I knew that this was on the books and that some merchant could go out and contest that regulation to such time as the legislature could do it. I want to commend Mr. Ozzie for putting it in. I just wish I had thought of it in Saxon.
Any further questions? Ms. Lepine.
Is it appropriate to move it out at this time?
No, I think everybody's basically in accord with it. I wanted to ask how the procedure would work, because I think it's a real good bill too. But I gather how many people sit on the
six. There are three from the House side and three from the Senate side.
So in order to put a hold until we get back next year, you guys vote right before we leave, and if you get 2/3, then there's a. No, everybody's shaking their head. How does it work?
Just one. Well, Mr. Chairman, would you rather answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
what would happen? It isn't so much during the session that you have the problem. It's regulations that come out during the interim. And what would happen is, of course, the regulation would be promulgated. The committee would get a copy, assuming that the next bill functions. They'd get a copy anyway, just easier. The committee at this stage would look at the bill. Or look at the proposed resolution, and we've got a procedure by which all the regulations will come up before the committee for review. They would look and say, gee, this is terrible. They'd call a committee meeting, and if 2/3 of them agree, they would vote to suspend the regulation. This notice of suspension would be filed in the Lieutenant Governor's office, and as of then, the regulation is suspended. You're dealing with an interim tool. It's not particularly significant when the legislature's in session. Is that how you see the mechanism, Joe?
Yes. Okay. I just wondered whether it was going to be a little broader, and that right at the interim, everybody took the, you know, just a sort of a carte blanche vote so that no regulations would go into effect during the interim. But I see this is more unspecific, objectionable proposed regulations.
Mr. Chairman, would it be helpful or time-consuming to have Mr. Rossi give you a short sketch of how they intend to review the regulations during the interim? There is a pretty formalized procedure the committee has decided.
Okay, I see everybody shaking me down on that. So I'm sort of interested in it, but that's fine. Mr. Lepine, you had a motion?
Move both these bills up, 501, 502.
Okay, we only have 501. Let's do it one at a time. Okay, no objection? Okay, fine. We'll move 501 out. We'll bring up now House Bill 502, and this looks like a real fine bill.
Mr. Chairman, I've given this bill considerable study, and it's a fine bill, and I'm going to give
you that. Okay. Any objection? Okay, we'll move out HB 502 then. Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you getting this.
Yeah, we'll move.
Yeah. Okay.
If everybody will look over McKinnon's bill for disabled veterans.
Please keep track of them.
Yeah, make sure you're happy with them. And then the next time we come down, we'll move that due down. Sure. Thank you.
Moving along.
Moving along, right?
Yeah.